More than 100 students at Pittsburgh Brashear High School are currently enrolled in advanced placement, or AP, classes. Through a partnership with the National Math and Science Initiative, or NIMSI, and a grant from the Heinz Endowments, work will get underway to increase that number in the fall. Brashear co-principal Kimberly Safran says she'd like to see more minority students filling AP class seats.
Right now, our percentage is dismal. So we have very few black or brown students taking AP courses, and we're not sure exactly why, but hopefully by pushing more kids to take that rigorous coursework, it's going to pay off.
The more than $930,000 grant will provide advanced placement teachers with intensive content training, which will allow them to give students more rigorous project-based coursework. Senior Project Director with NIMSI, Dale Flurry, says while students are a key component, NIMSI's efforts are teacher-focused.
Because we at NIMSI believe if the teacher is properly equipped and is properly trained, the sky's the limit for these young people.
Pittsburgh Public Schools is the first district in Pennsylvania to launch the project. Two schools are participating, Brashear and the Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy. Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Linda Lane says in the coming days and weeks, students will be crossing one stage for high school graduation. She says the ultimate goal is to have them cross another stage down the line.
And that would be at a 2 or 4 year college program. So crossing two stages is what it's all about. And that's where this National Math and Science Initiative comes in.
Lane says getting more kids into advanced placement classes is critical.
We know that students that take AP classes are more likely to cross the second stage. And that is so incredibly important in today's climate, economic, and global competition. We want our children to be prepared and ready.
National Math and Science Initiative programs are currently in 278 school districts in 18 states and in about 462 schools total. Flurry says in many cases, they have been able to double AP participation.
Students who sit for an advanced placement exam and take an AP course do better in college. They have higher GPAs. They graduate on time. They graduate with higher GPAs. They are able to be more workforce ready.
Flurry says the program is critical not only for the students, but for communities and the country as a whole.
Studies have shown that the United States in the past 15 years has lagged behind the rest of the world in terms of meeting the challenges of the global economy of the 21st century. We want to close that gap, and we believe we have a program that can do that.
This is a 3-year grant initiative. After the 3 years, NIMSI will sit down with the schools and discuss a sustainability program. He says some schools that have participated have continued to see AP enrollment growth 5 or 6 years down the line. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.